Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, to everybody there is. You are this cocoon from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feetsy, the one and only accept no substitutions. All right, now where are we? Where are we? Well, it's 8 o'clock on the dot here. It's 8 o'clock. And across from the, I'm DJ Buzzlaw Feces, and this is Organic OK. Organic, say hello. Say good evening.
Hello, what's going on?
All right, okay, please, everybody, feel free to call and get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, I was living in McKinleyville. I was just, I was coasting through life. So at one point, I found myself out on the streets. And then this guy asked me to come aboard with him and join him on his expedition to help trash off the streets, to help the community, help the homeless. Heal them almost practically. It was Organic OK who did all this, and this show was brought to you by him. Check out somebody else who's traveling the world. Her name is Mai Harrison, and she is basically making quite a name for herself. Anyway, if you listen to our last episode, you know that basically we were back in Miami, Florida. And things were a little bit better than the last time I was there. And at the same time, worse. It seems like, no, this is the real thing. Every day, there's more and more homeless people coming through. It is sad. It is sad and depressing. It is a real thing. Homeless people, they just, the population keeps going up and up and up and up and up. But we made some difference, basically, in Miami, Florida. We did. The truth is, it seems like every time we're trying to make text and someone was supposed to be moving on. I did some good in Miami. Organic, tell them. He's out again. Anywho, there we were, back on the train. We're headed, like, where to next? And he told me, Washington, D.C. Go back to Washington? It's the political heart of America. But I would like to believe that all this kind of action happened from ordinary, everyday voters. But, no, I think the Senate is where they make all the real decisions. It really is. But once again, we're headed back to a place. And here's the thing. There's garbage everywhere. There's garbage on the streets. Town is very polluted. It was built on a swampland. And what's especially messed up, in more ways than you can imagine, is the fact that, well, their things seem to be really bad. You know what? It's hard to be homeless anywhere. But especially somewhere where it snows. Thankfully, it was a little bit more mid-year, but it was still cold. It was still cold. We headed up to McKinleyville, California. And the trip, no. We headed to Washington, D.C. Once again, I picked up some litter off the streets, and I tried to talk to everybody on them. Everybody, of course, had a story. Some of them went to law school, tried to politicians, and found themselves in home. Some of them basically had families of their own and whatever. It was messed up. It was sad. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I wanted to do something. Well, true to it, all I could think about was personally how much these people especially needed my help. What could I do? I picked up garbage. I heard their story. I tried to basically, once again, last time I was there, we made this whole thing. I tried to collect a bunch of them. They wanted to stand on Capitol, demanded they do something about the homeless problem. And I think it worked, you know? No, it's true. They basically started to feed a lot more of them. I mean, they did just barely enough to get them to get by. But the truth is, I wasn't able to do enough. I wanted to do so much more. But the truth was, how could I? I mean, Organic basically picked us up to collect garbage. And I did. I was cherry picking left and right. I was listening to everybody's story and trying to get everybody sheltered and fed. But how could I do that? They've been saying for some time there's just too many people in the world. There's not enough food to feed half the people. If we expanded our farms and whatever, if we basically expend a lot of our resources, we could avoid doing all that. Maybe if we basically just tried to make it so we, the United States of America, united again. I know I'm getting a little bit too political here, but dang it, what had happened? I basically went by every single street, picked up a little bit of garbage, and asked them basically everybody what's going on in your life. How are you doing? I got the usual mixed answers. How do you think I'm doing? How does it look like I'm doing? Well, I'm all right. One person told me, I'm all right, I'll be dead soon. It was sad, but at the same time, you know, it seems like I'm not going to suffer too long. Dang, this was a problem. I wish I could basically collect all the homeless people in the world and do something with them. Something. Maybe they could all find some strange way to all live together. Things are messed up. They always have been. What did I think of Washington, D.C.? Well, once again, I was thinking basically, is this a place where basically we can give every single vagrant a vehicle to live in, can give them some kind of tent, some way to be able to live and sleep on the street? Is there a way that basically we can find some way to get them a job and whatever and all that? What to do? I wanted to basically, I just went to one of those meetings they have for homeless people. One of those charity where they basically give hot meals. And I asked, is there a way we can expand all this, make it bigger? I don't know what the problem was. Maybe the problem was all those dang, you know, all the tax breaks the rich are getting. Maybe there aren't enough programs. Too many people thrown in the street. Too much of that. Me? I was angry. I wanted to do something. Yeah, but what? I mean, look. I know that's a little bit too much about myself now. But understand something. I had been going around with Organic on this collecting garbage, trying to shelter homeless people. And whatever, for quite some time now.
Give me no none.
Glad you're back. Now, look. You remember there was still that woman who was basically sitting out there on that bench right near the White House, whatever, who has been basically waiting by, sitting there forever and won't move until things change. She was there. I remember her from before. I said hello again. And I made it clear that I was wanting to reach out to her. And once again, I asked to hear her story. I said, I'm going to sit here with you. You know, we met a lot of people in L.A. who basically went out there to be dreamers, who went out there to become entertainers, didn't make it. some didn't make it and lost it. You know, that's a bad thing. There's nothing like job security with any job anymore, is there? Those are messed up.
Are you burping? I heard you whistling and burping.
Yeah. What have you? Anywho.
Something good? What y'all been eating on?
Just some of the food that basically you helped us to make sure where we get. I got, now look. There was a family basically there in Washington, D.C. There was a family that basically was talking about, had they wanted to do something special about the homeless problem. And I said, I'm going to think that's something. And something. You know, I wish basically more celebrities, their careers would do worse. You know, they're all overpaid. They're getting too much for each movie. Maybe, you know, they could use that some of that money to once again help the homeless. At the same time.
Hold on a second. That's one thing. You hear me say all the time. You never hear me talk about people money. What they're supposed to do with their money. That is something that I would like. We're going to do something like that. That's something that's done behind the scenes. But to tell somebody what to do with that money, when a lot of people get opportunity, one day you have some money. See what you do with your money.
Another thing. I wish that basically their gigs weren't doing so well because, dude, it's true. Now, celebrities have to focus more on a pet cause, raising more whatever when the crews aren't doing so well because they need some good ink. They try to basically do a PSA sort of thing. I wish there was more of that because homeless, this is a problem all around. And really, I gave them a sympathetic ear to listen to. Some weren't really ecstatic about all that. I basically... We tried, I remember, just to basically, once again, I decided to question a lot of us going to Capitol Hill waiting out there and asking them to give, to help, to get on by. Make it so that more of them were being helped. There were some that they looked at as they've been homeless too long. They're a lost cause. And that's messed up. That's. But were they? They've been on the street so long, some were preparing to die out there. Once again, I wondered where I could basically go to, you know, zoning just to raise an issue. The housing project was discovered in L.A. I wanted to make that legal. No more homeless people. Everyone could have their own makeshift shack to live in. It could work. It would work. Really? But the question is, what'd they go for? I still stand by the belief, I made this before. Now, there is a conspiracy, because one of the biggest lucrative businesses, whatever, is real estate. Real estate. And the truth about it is that they want to make sure that basically you need their shelter. They don't like the idea that you're living in something that they can't charge you for. They can't keep charging you for it. They want you to keep paying. They want you to keep... They want you to keep basically giving them money somehow. Think about all the products that would permanently work that they basically will not issue because they want repeat business. But once again, that was the thing. I was trying to make sure they were sheltered somehow. I talked to some of the people in Washington, D.C., and some of them said that they chose to keep on living there. They were born and raised there. They're ready to die there. And some of them said, I want to be on the streets screaming about what I need. That's what it is. It's 8:15 here on the program. It's coming from the microphone. It was DJ Butterfly Species and Comedy Organic Okay. Organic Okay. Please call in. Tell us what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 9709. Organic, tell a little bit about them, about Washington, D.C. was like. Here it is. If you're there on Capitol Hill where all the government is, it's quite beautiful. But the rest of the city looked like an ordinary city. I basically came across one guy who basically was talking about how he said when he was going to die, he was going to basically make sure to die right there near the nation's capital so that they'd be in protest. So that basically they'd have to pick up his body and see what this broken system is doing to people. Everybody should be entitled to some kind of shelter. That's a thing. Oh, well. Me personally. Now, I find myself often without means. I find myself literally just saying, I should be doing something here. But I'm not doing enough. No. You're always doing stuff. I was helping out. But I should be helping out more. I should be helping more. I should be doing more, being more, helping more. But I wasn't. I didn't know how else to do it. Well, Gang brought me out here to basically help. But I'm trying to tell you, well, I'm starting to feel repetitious. The Vagrants, I listened to a lot of their stories. I told them I agree with them. I told them I understood their politics and their beliefs. And I picked trash up off the street. And I went to some of those homeless drives they had and just tried to encourage them to expand their means even further. But the truth is, I just couldn't do enough. I wanted to do more. I came across one, you know what he told me? I never saw myself out here. I never imagined myself. I never did. I don't know. I wanted to help more. I wanted to do more. But the truth was, I just didn't know how. I literally tried with all my might to basically to help them more, to give them more garbage. I asked them for their suggestions. Some of them basically thought that we should basically push up the death penalty in prisons so people won't have to pay to keep those prisoners alive. We can use more of that money, more of it. To what? To help the homeless. Make sure that nobody has to be on the dang street. Something should be done. Something. Something. I don't know. I found myself feeling like I'm not helping enough. Organic, I kept asking Organic, if we pick up all the garbage, aren't we giving them the message that they're not going to have to clean up after themselves, somebody else will do it? Why don't they just make more of a message, dude, the middle use more of that money to make sure people have a place to live? help the homeless. But how? How do we help the homeless? How do we help the homeless? We're doing it. I just want to be doing it more. Sometimes I still wonder how I can do it just a little better. I just want to do something. I basically talked to a lot of the vagrants who were there in Washington, D.C. And a lot of them, they told me, stay there to make a real message in our nation's capital. Something needs to be done about the homeless problem. Things are truly bad. Things are bad. And they need to change. I said to myself, this is truly a crazy world. It's really bad. I wish I was in a place where things are better. I want to do more. I told Organic, a lot of these people, people don't want to help each other. America is every man for himself. It's been, and that's one of the reasons that things are so bad. Horrible. We need to do something. We need to do something. What to do? I personally, we're going to keep rocking on, basically doing what we've been doing. I wanted to basically, one of my plans was basically to find a place we can build a housing pod and everybody should have a place to live. Everybody. No more homelessness. People should be sheltered somehow. They should be helped. They should be fed. They should be something. I don't know. I'd find a way. Everybody has a place to stay. Everybody. That was our goal. Housing for everyone. Things were bad. Bad. We needed to do something like yesterday.
Yeah, this is Kamita Organic, okay? I've been hearing the show, and do you think all homeless people sound like that?
No, dude. A lot of them were ambient. A lot of them were basically, they were all about, they were happy in Washington, D.C. because basically they wanted to be in our nation's capital. They wanted to basically sort of make sure just leaving them all out there like that sending a direct message that our government needs to do something. But true.
I've talked to my life, I've talked to millions of homeless people, millions. And the point I'm making is generalize those two people for them all seeing having a personal viewpoint like something that you experience because there's so many components to that, right? You got people that been homeless for different reasons, right? And you got people that just became homeless. You got people that been homeless a long time. I can tell people all the time, you cannot tell a homeless person and say that all homeless people want to be homeless. That's not true. Because that's one thing people say all the time, or all people that want to be homeless, they're out there on the street. And they can't, how can you say something like that? I'm just saying this in general. You can't say people all want to be on the street because it's different things that people go through.
No. There's some people who got tired of walking the line every day, and they gave up and they wanted to be free. There are certain people who basically were just thrown out of job and home and whatever. That was a thing.
You understand, like, you can have a place to stay and you be fighting to pay your bills, but think about when you're homeless, sometimes it's not necessarily having the resources. You know, you want to work, but then it's all these other things, you know. You got a stable place and people poking at you, mostly poking at you, you know, people undermining you. Imagine you have your own home, people still undermine you. Imagine not having a home and you're just trying to just you know, figure out some kind of way to get someone and people looking at you funny.
One guy told me, they're basically, what? Some people basically think we have a system where the government works for us.
You won't be on this radio show, but you're talking loud enough for us to hear you. You and your pants. Yeah, ladies, she's always talking about her pants, the pants too tight. She's been eating these wings. You know, I'm going to have her giving her testimony and have people talking about your story on another day. Keep on talking. They're going to talk about your story. Yeah, what happened to that lady with the pants? Yeah, I don't know. You the pants didn't care, lady? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man. We got it. When you're talking about somebody, look at it's people that's homeless that don't want to be homeless that don't look at the percentage of people that may fit some of the narrative of stereotypes, but that's not all people. All people homeless are not on drugs. All people homeless don't have mental issues. All people homeless don't want to stay homeless. So there's no person can tell you that is the actual narrative of people want to be homeless, not true.
I know. Thank you for listening, Kakuna, from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK.
Yeah, this could be the Organic OK. And everybody, believe me, man, I've met too many people in life. There's no one person that you can just judge and say everybody fit that narrative because some people are more smart than the people that's trying to tell you what people need. So if people are smarter than you, just people, it's intellects, it's educated, it's attractive women, it's all kind of people. It's like people on the street are like a lot there. You find all kind of amazing things about them. This is Comedian Organic, okay? Take care, everybody. Talk to you next episode.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.